What have you seen out of your room here about 12 days into this?
Improvement. You know, that's the number one thing that we're just trying to stack up good days and just trying to create a reliable group.
Coach, we talked to Jamar last week, and I was kind of taken aback a little bit. He said he thought he could be a top five corner in his league. For a guy that hasn't been a full-time starter until last year, like, how does that comment strike you?
It doesn't really bother me. It just comes down to production. I mean, if you have the production and the consistency, then that goal could be valid. But that's where he needs to get to in terms of being elite, is just have to be very consistent and very reliable.
Do you see that confidence in him in meeting rooms and on the practice field?
Not an arrogance, just a quiet confidence. The way that he works, there's no question he feels that way about himself. And that's okay, because he puts the work in. So now it's all about what you put on tape and what's the production.
What talent-wise, does he have the physical tools that you need to be
Well, I mean, if you do your homework and look at all the elite corners or the guys that have made All-Pro over the years, I think you do it one season at a time. So when you see players that have reached that goal year in and year out, there's no question that he has to do it. I know the elite ones, they find a way to do it every year. So I think that's not a lofty goal for him. He just has to take one play at a time.
Is it healthy that he has this big chip on his shoulder after Miami traded him, that he still thinks about that Miami trade?
A lot of times, you know, some guys have internal motivation and some have external. So I guess with him, it's external. So I don't think it's a bad thing, just as long as you monitor it the right way and not let it get the best of you.
We're going to talk to Brian later. Can you just talk about what you've seen out of him from a developmental standpoint? It looked like the other night he stood out and made some big plays.
Yeah, I mean, he's similar to Jamar. He's a worker, and he has some intangibles. He's a football guy. He studies, and he loves to play. That's the main thing. He just loves to play. And so when you can put all those things together and just be consistent and not give up plays that you're not supposed to give up, then you're going to see some good plays come out of them.
I know you guys have everybody learning two different positions, but can he be as good outside as he was inside last year? I know he's played in the slot a bunch.
You know, for a young guy, I think the jury's still out. You know, I think for him being young and as a staff, we're trusting him to do both. So I think for him, it's not necessarily the can he get it done. To me, I'm judging him based off of just the production and the consistency of doing both.
What about McCourty? What stood out to you about him here recently?
He's just an old soul. I just have a trust level with him, being reliable, doing the things that he's being asked to do, not trying to do too much or too less, just understanding within every defense his responsibilities are this, and he finds a way to get his job done for the most part.
Yesterday when Jamar Taylor was out, McCourty was in with the number one team. Has that been consistent all year, or do you alternate him and Body Calhoun?
At this stage of it, McCourty, based off his experience and all that, not that we would be afraid to play Body out there, but yesterday we just wanted to see what that look would look like, having him opposite of Joe.
When you go to three receivers, is it taken for granted that Taylor's the one that goes inside?
No, he will be. We will start out with McCourty and Hayden outside and Jamar inside. Then we can all also go with moving Body inside and then having, you know, Joe outside.
So Body's been getting reps inside?
Huh? Yes. Oh, yeah.
How does he do
there? He's fine. I'll just mention, you know, being a young guy, having a chance to manage both spots, because usually your veterans are asked to being able to do that, and he's done a decent job.
Because he didn't play it last year at all.
Right. No, he didn't.
And what's the challenge for him there inside, other than traffic?
Consistency. You know, consistency and just being able to handle the load of what both positions entail. So it's just – and he's a smart player, so – you know, I just think the consistency part of it and getting comfortable doing both.
It feels like we know who the top four guys are. Is anybody from that second tier kind of stood out, the guy that is going to make the roster? chance to make runs?
I think the jury's still out. I mean, I think these preseason games are very important, you know, for the rest of the guys. So I think it's still pretty open.
What about at the safety position? What have you seen out of Derek Kindred from what you saw on tape when you first came in to where he is now?
Jared's done a great job with him, just more comfortable. You can see, you know, the experience that he's gained, understanding the defense more and more. So I just feel like he's playing more comfortable and understands what the NFL game is all about.